time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Yes, it is. And up in the studio, we have Carl from Amugi to share some songs for us all for My Morning Mixtape.
What's up?
How's it going, mate? How's
yeah,
going?
I'm really good. How are you?
Good. You seem to be in good spirits, which is always fun. It's nice to get people up when they're late.
Yeah, totally. And it feels good to be here. I feel like treated like royalty. Bridge came in and gave me a coffee, which is amazing.
Yeah, always nice.
Yeah,
So you recently played at Laneway, and this weekend you're going to be playing with Double Double and Trapdoor Kelpie.
Yeah, that's right.
As well as Randa for the Double Double and Trapdoor Kelpie collab album. Have you heard the collab album or anything like
not
that?
Not really. I've been to like a few Double Double shows and heard lots of the new tracks, and they're like dope as, and I like I've been really enjoying the tracks that they've been dropping, like Bumpy is real mean.
Yeah, it's such a good tune. We've been loving that here at BFM, and I've personally been loving it as well. I'm really excited for that album because they're both great people, and I'm really excited.
Yeah.
So thanks very much for coming up. So has there, like we already mentioned, you've had a big few months. You also had the release of Green Smoke.
Yeah.
Has there been any highlights over the past few months, like big milestones?
I guess just getting Green Smoke out, you know, because I just feel like we sat on that song for so long, and we're kind of like coming back to it and picking away at it and changing things slowly. So it was like a long process to just get it finished, you know, and get a final result that we're really happy with. But me and Yeri always say that like after we released it, we kind of forgot about it. We just like don't even think about it anymore. So I don't know. It's cool to hear people are still enjoying it and that you guys play it sometimes.
Yeah, but it seems to be getting a bit of traction here and also around Auckland and New Zealand, which is always great. A lot of my friends have been like, oh, who's this? Have you listened to this? And I'm like, yes, finally. Because I've been a big fan since the Vacation EP. So it's good to see you guys getting the recognition that you deserve.
Oh, wow, thank you so much.
Let's get into the songs that you've chosen to share with us all. What's this first one that you have lined up?
So this is actually from, there's this PlayStation 1 game that I grew up playing quite a bit. And I actually didn't play it quite a bit. I actually, like, most of the time was me watching my brother play it.
Yeah, fair enough.
But I was always player two, you know. But it's from the soundtrack from that game. It's by this Japanese composer called Swachi Torada. I'm probably like butchering that pronunciation, but I don't know. I just grew up listening to lots of the music in that game, I guess, just from playing it so much. And somehow I feel like the style of music that he was making got like ingrained in my consciousness or something. And I don't know. I'm just like, it's always been a point of inspiration with those songs. And it was crazy when I found out you could just download the whole
soundtrack.
Album, the whole soundtrack to it, you know, and I like listening to all the songs was like a massive nostalgia trip for me.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of like good memories from back then.
Yeah.
I remember when I hear soundtracks from like old, really old, like you said, PS1 games, it's always brings back nice memories of childhood and things like that. All right, should we give it a listen?
Yeah.
There's a few familiar sounds and nice to hear that again back on the station. What made you pick out that Kit McGrath track?
Well, I guess it was when I was just getting into, Kit McGrath was a band that me and my like circle of friends were really into, and like we just randomly by chance caught them at a show and we ended up like following them, and it was before they had released anything. Mm-hmm. And I remember going to the EP release show for the EP that tune was on. And just being like really wowed, you know, because it was just like a show that they put on in their house, and they made a bunch of zines and they made a bunch of cassette tapes by themselves, you know, and they just sold it, and it was all just for fun, you know, and it was
super DIY.
Like, yeah, so DIY, and I was just like, I was so taken aback at like how like fucking dope that was, you know. It was just so sick, and I was like, I want to do something like that. Like that was just, I don't know, it was a massive point of inspiration, you know. It was just like seeing these people out there like making this awesome music and just doing it themselves, you know. And I was like, it just made me want to be part of like the music scene a bit more, I guess. And yeah, just like the whole, because I think who else played that show, like Nene Express played, and had like a projector on, and you know, everyone was like just crowded into this little bedroom, like it was just like, I don't know, yeah, it's just such a...
Sounds like a good show.
Yeah, it was a really good show, yeah. And I don't know, I just have like, that really was like a turning point where I just really wanted to get more into the music scene and going to shows and stuff. Because like, you just realize this kind of stuff is like, not even that far from your house, you know, it's just down the road. And like, I don't know, it was really inspiring, so...
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So you've had, like we said earlier, you've had a big few months. What are you going to get up to over the next few months? What have you got coming up this year?
Well, me and Yeri like working on lots of songs at the moment. We just spent the whole of last year like playing so many shows and writing so many songs, and so I feel like now we're in this kind of fun position where we can kind of pick and choose what we want to release and kind of put together some kind of project that we're happy with. So it's cool. I think we're just kind of picking away at at the tunes at the moment, and hopefully we'll have them out around the middle of the year.
Cool.
We'll have an EP out hopefully, and so yeah, it's shaping up pretty well. I'm really hope that people like it. Yeah, that's like important, I guess. But yeah, I don't know. It's fun to like finally hear the songs kind of like come into fruition a little bit more, because we've been working with Josh Fountain, and mm-hmm. he's been like helping us mix the tracks a little bit, and so that's been really fun. And yeah, so just that, and just planning lots of shows and stuff. We're probably gonna plan our own show at Galatos.
Great.
And yeah.
Awesome. That sounds like you've got a lot on, and it's going to be a big year for you guys.
It's going to be busy. Yeah, but it's fun. It's fun stuff. So
cool. What's this last one that that you want to play? Tell us a bit about this.
Yeah. So this is actually like an untitled track, I guess. It was actually written by a really good friend of mine, Carlos Barnett, and myself. Like, it was when I was living up in Kaukopakopa with my parents, and just really far away from everything where we were, and it was just like this really isolated space that we're staying at, and just working on music together. And yeah, I don't know, this song, I played the drums in it, and we had like this shitty little practice drum kit in the garage that we recorded, and it was more of just like a recording exercise. We weren't thinking of like creating a really good track or anything. We just wanted to mess around with recording. And me and Carlos kind of like sketched out this demo where I played some really shitty drums. Like, apologies in advance for my bad drum playing, because I'm not a good drummer. But yeah, I don't know. And Carlos took home the stems and then sent me this track, and he just added all these synths and vocals on top of it. And I don't know, that was just a real... because I've learned so much from working with him, because he's such a great musician. And yeah, I don't know, this song just really reminds me of that summer that we spent together, kind of, because it was when I was at Maine studying audio engineering as well. So I was learning a lot about recording and making music. And yeah, I don't know, Carlos has just always been a really great friend of mine and collaborator music-wise. So yeah, I just wanted to play this tune because,
cool.
Yeah, I feel like no one...
I'm
really
happy
really
that,
got to
I
hear
ha-
it.
That I now have this file that I can listen
yeah,
to.
Yeah, totally.
Awesome. Well, thanks very much for coming up. Good luck with the show this weekend and everything that you get up to over the cool. coming month.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you.
My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.